This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Today, we're going to dive into the matter of species protection. In particular, we're going to talk about a bird native to the jack pine forests of Michigan. It is the Kirtland's warbler. When the Endangered Species Act was first adopted into law in 1973, the Kirtland's warbler songbird was on that list, and it's remained on the list all these years. But in April of 2018, this year, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed removing the warbler from the list of protected species, and we know the survival of this bird is dependent on human intervention. My guest today is Juliette Berger, and Juliette is an ornithologist for the City of Ann Arbor and president of the Washtenaw Audubon Society, and thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
In your estimation, what do we lose collectively should the Kirtland's warbler go extinct?
That's a really good question. The Kirtland's warbler is a beautiful bird. It's the very most particular of our warbler species. It's gorgeous. It sings from the top of the jack pines. It's very particular in its nesting habitat. We lose species diversity every time a bird goes extinct. And this particular bird, we know how to manage its habitat so that it doesn't go extinct. We lose the song of the Kirtland's warbler. We lose so much as a people if we allow something like the Kirtland's warbler to go extinct.
Are there any ecological benefits that this songbird provides?
Kirtland's warblers eat a lot of bugs.
Always good, in my
they
opinion.
They always are. You know, it's always great to have any kind of insectivorous bird. However, this bird, it's absolutely beautiful, and its song is gorgeous. And we lose the aesthetic beauty of the Kirtland's warbler. It's particular to that jack pine barren habitat in Michigan, and it's been characteristic of that particular area, you know, since the dawn of time, since the last ice age at least. We don't want to lose this bird. It's very important to us in Michigan in particular.
And because in protecting the species, you have to protect its habitat, mm-hmm. does that also not provide an ecological benefit in that we're being better stewards of our forests and of our natural landscape?
Of course, protecting the Kirtland's warbler habitat provides habitat for not just the Kirtland's warbler, but for hermit thrushes, many different sparrow species, other warbler species like the Nashville warbler, the yellow-rumped warbler, also nest in those areas. And it's a very specific habitat, but several other bird species do use that habitat.
Once it was identified that this was an endangered species and efforts had to be undertaken in order to preserve its sustainability, what measures were undertaken to make sure that the Kirtland's warbler recovered?
That's a really good question. Scientists began to know that the Kirtland's warbler needed this particular habitat. Jack pines, smaller than 18 feet tall, that's young jack pines. They're the specific tree that the Kirtland's needs. The jack pines do not reproduce unless there is a fire. Their cones burst open, and then the seeds are released. So Fish and Wildlife Service and people at the Michigan DNR began to explore whether managing these jack pine forests, instead of using fire, which can quickly get out of control because they're extremely flammable, but that would have been the historical way that they were managed just by natural wildfires. We began to harvest the trees when they become too large for the jack pine warbler, the Kirtland's warbler, to use, and we replant them in a certain pattern with openings, in straight lines and then with openings as if a jack pine tree had exploded and the seeds went around in a circle.
Well, that paints a pretty picture.
Yeah.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Juliette Berger. Juliette is an ornithologist for the City of Ann Arbor and president of the Washtenaw Audubon Society. Based on the description you just gave to us, it sounds as though there are a number of agencies, organizations, even industries and individuals that are needed to ensure survival of the species. It also sounds like it adds up to an expensive program of recovery. Now, this is going to be a subjective question, but are those expenses justifiable?
Absolutely. This bird is an iconic bird for the state of Michigan and for the United States in general. Very specifically conservation dependent, but also there's a sustainable practice in the Kirtland's warbler management areas where when the trees become so mature that the Kirtland's warbler can no longer use it, they are harvested, they're chipped, they're turned into particle board, they're sold, and those funds can be used to provide planting and monitoring for more Kirtland's warbler habitat. So there will be some additional funds needed. The Michigan DNR will be helping out with this, and also the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be continuing to monitor the Kirtland's population for at least 5 more years. But probably going forward, this bird will always be monitored, and there is a sort of a sustainable plan to reinvest the funds from harvesting the jack pines to continue to keep the Kirtland's warbler population very healthy.
And let's talk about that population for a moment. Mm-hmm. In total, it's estimated there are about 2,300 pairs of Kirtland's warblers in existence today. Now, that's not a lot, but that is roughly double the recovery goal when the bird was put on the endangered list. So is there such a thing as too much success? I mean, if that number were 1,800, would this recommendation for removal have been put forth?
There's a very small population. The Kirtland's was never a very, very common bird. It's very specific with its habitat. If the birds were still below about 1,000 singing males, that would we'd assume there's 1,000 pairs of Kirtland's warblers, they would still be on the endangered species list going forward. It's a really great conservation success story. We're super excited that they've reached this milestone, and we're hoping that going forward, some of the same groups that have brought the Kirtland's warbler to this day, where there's over 2,000 singing males, over 2,000 pairs, we're hoping that we can continue to follow this warbler into the future as its numbers continue to grow.
Our conversation with Juliet Berger on the fate of the Kirtland's warbler continues, and you've kind of touched on that there is a plan in place, and there will be a funding mechanism put forth to ensure survival of the species moving forward. But just because that recommendation for removal from the endangered species list was made, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a done deal, right? First, there has to be a public comment period, then a formal process before delisting can take place.
Of course, you're right. There are formal processes, meetings, comment periods, review of various documents which have been submitted by various agencies.
Based on what you know in your work with the Audubon Society and elsewhere, should delisting come to pass and we start to see a population decline, is it possible to get the species reenlisted on the endangered species?
Of course, it's always possible for the Kirtland's warbler to be relisted. If the population dips below 1,000 pairs, which we do not anticipate it will, but should that come to pass, this bird would be relisted on the endangered species list.
Now, as I understand it, this area of Washtenaw County, Ann Arbor, is just a part of the migratory path of the Kirtland's warbler. Have any been spotted in the area this year?
One single male Kirtland's warbler was spotted at Dolph Nature Area on May 4th, and a lot of birders got to see him. And he was singing his third alternate song, which was very quiet but still audible.
And if we're going to do any summer travels, what is the best spot to go and hear these beautiful birds sing?
Well, the Kirtland's warbler does nest up in the northern part of the Lower Peninsula in the Ausaubil River region. We suggest you check online. Michigan Audubon Society is going to be running Kirtland's warbler tours out of Hartwick Pines State Park from the 1st of June through the 30th of June. And those are very affordable tours. They take you out into the Kirtland's warbler management areas, which are these tracts of jack pines, and you will definitely hear the warbler singing. And most likely, especially if you go in the early part of June, you will see the Kirtland's warbler. They nest on the ground, so we don't take folks off the trail. We keep you on the paths and the two tracks through the Kirtland's warbler management areas because we don't want to step on any Kirtland's warbler nest.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the time and the conversation and the information today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, David. It was a pleasure.
That is Juliet Berger. She is ornithologist for the City of Ann Arbor and president of the Washtenaw Audubon Society. I'm David Fair, and we thank you for listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.